As we all know, Barack Obama is very proud of his background as a community organizer in Chicago. Tonight, Hannity's America takes a deeper look at an organization that he had and has very close ties to, a highly controversial group called ACORN.
Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama says his experience as a Chicago community organizer shaped his political views and helped prepare him for the highest office in the land. But as much as he wants to inflate the importance of his neighborhood experience, he barely mentioned one of the groups that he worked most closely with during that time, the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, otherwise known as ACORN. ACORN is a grassroots organization considered by some to be the largest radical group in America. Under the guise of helping low-income families and neighborhoods, ACORN uses shady tactics and intimidation to get what they want. Right now, this ultra-liberal political machine is under investigation on charges of voter fraud.
ACORN employees have been implicated in vote fraud investigations in several states. In Wisconsin, 37 of their employees have been investigated. One, I believe, was indicted this week. In Texas, 2 out of every 5 of their voter registrations in Houston are suspect, may not be valid. In North Carolina, they registered a 14-year-old boy. In Pennsylvania, a former ACORN employee has been indicted for perjury and identity theft.
And that's just the beginning. This shady organization has been involved in voter fraud schemes all over the country for years.
Last year, the prosecutors in Seattle, Washington, said that ACORN was at the center of the biggest voter registration fraud in the state's history. People had gone to the county library, they had taken phone books, and they had filled out voter registration cards. Of 1,800 cards they submitted, only six were valid.
But ACORN's dirty dealings go beyond just voter fraud. Back in the 1990s, they used strong-arm tactics to force banks to give high-risk loans to low-income borrowers with bad credit.
Well, ACORN uses a militant tactics. They call it direct action. Sometimes ACORN will actually send people to a bank official's home. They'll scare him. They'll scare his kids. Again, all in an effort to get the banks to make these bad loans.
Obama's connections to this radical group began years ago when he first became a community organizer and caught the eye of ACORN head Madeline Talbot, who asked him to train her personal staff.
So all the up-and-coming leaders that Madeline Talbot was using as soldiers in her campaign against these banks, they were trained by Barack Obama. And on top of that, Barack Obama was channeling money toward Madeline Talbot and toward ACORN through his position at the Woods Fund and also in his position as chair of the board of directors at the Chicago Annenberg Challenge.
And Obama's support of ACORN went even further. In some of their early election law cases, ACORN's attorney was, well, you guessed it, Barack Obama.
He was their lawyer in a famous case in Illinois which upheld the constitutionality of the federal motor voter law, which prevented states from pruning their voter registration rolls to get rid of dead people, people who were not eligible, people who'd moved out of state.
If he truly thinks that ACORN is a reputable organization, why has Barack Obama glossed over the work that he did for them? Is he trying to distance himself from the radical group's methods of persuasion? Well, Obama may not have physically participated in their obvious scare tactics, but that doesn't mean that he wasn't involved.
Barack Obama helped to plan an operation where protesters would come and break in to a meeting and surprise some businessmen who were sitting around a table and sort of surround them and just stand there silently. Then they all filed out. Well, they didn't do anything physical, but clearly they were intimidating this board of directors.
And what did Barack Obama get out of this cozy relationship with ACORN?
A lot of the ACORN organizers that he had helped to train ended up working for Obama in his first campaign and in his early campaigns as precinct organizers going to get out the vote. Now, that technically it would be illegal for Barack Obama to channel nonpartisan foundation money to ACORN and then have ACORN act as an election arm of Barack Obama's campaign.
The Illinois senator's connections to this radical group are still going strong. The Obama campaign recently paid more than $800,000 to the Citizen Services, Inc. Now, that's a subsidiary of ACORN for, quote, get out the vote projects. Now, up until then, ACORN has managed to fly below the radar, but their dangerous practices are coming back to haunt them and the rest of the country. The economic crisis facing the nation is due in large part to this disastrous decision by financial institutions Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to buy up risky loans from small banks. But it's groups like Acorn that force those banks to give out those loans in the first place.
Up to now, we've been looking at this whole process from the top down. We've been seeing the Wall Street connection, the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac connection. But if you look from the ground up, that's where Acorn has been the driving force. And Barack Obama has been with them every step of the way.
It seems if the Illinois senator wants voters to believe that he has the answer to the nation's economic crisis, then he needs to distance himself from the group that he once represented.
I think understanding where Barack Obama is coming from would make any voter think twice about whether he's the right person to solve this problem.
Barack Obama says he wants to transcend partisan politics. Barack Obama says that he wants to reach out and work with people on the other side of the aisle. Barack Obama says he would be a moderate president. But his alliance with Acorn belies all of those statements. His alliance with Acorn indicates that some of his closest allies are radicals who want to dramatically change the American economy and push for higher taxes and bigger government.
Acorn airs Jeremiah Wright. Obama's list of friends reads like a history of radicalism.